Fewer families are choosing burials for deceased loved ones, opting instead for cremation, which is leaving more cemeteries vacant. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the trend is helping forge a new link between the Catholic Church and the solar industry.
Picture a solar field, and what do you see? Probably a large open space, flat and dry, without too many trees and with lots of sunlight. Now, think about a cemetery. Swap out those solar panels for gravestones, and the locations suddenly have something in common. So why not combine the two?
We're not going to be putting solar panels over existing gravestones. That's not something that's going to be happening.
Will Herschel is CEO of Verigy, a Hartford-based solar developer, and he says the industry needs a readjustment.
There's a lot of rooftops that are available, and there's a lot of rooftops that aren't available. And the amount of solar and renewable energy that we have to put out there is so significant that you need to kind of take a look at all comers and all different types and solutions.
So Herschel and his team started looking at unused cemetery plots. Today, we're standing at one in Torrington, a solar array his company just built on land owned by the Catholic Cemeteries Association of the Archdiocese of Hartford. About 7,000 solar panels are sitting on a dozen acres, and no, none of the panels are over tombstones. In fact, Brian Fitzgerald, Verigy's Director of Development, says the array and the cemetery are totally separate.
You have a good bit of forest in between the cemetery and the solar farm, so you cannot see the solar farm from the cemetery. You can't see the cemetery from the solar farm.
Solar energy has amped up production in recent years as costs have dropped and the state has eyed aggressive renewable energy targets. Meanwhile, the funeral industry is also undergoing a major shift. Fewer families are burying their loved ones. David McDonald is president of the Connecticut Funeral Directors Association.
Cremation has steadily increased over the years, and it seems like it will continue to increase.
McDonald says 2020 was an awful year for funeral directors. Statistics from the State Office of the Chief Medical Examiner show the impact of COVID meant thousands of additional cremations compared to the prior year. But the shift from fewer burials to more cremations dates back long before the pandemic. State data show a steady rise in cremations for reported deaths dating back to the 1990s. In the 1960s, the Catholic Church said cremation was an acceptable funeral rite, and in 2016, the church issued new guidelines acknowledging cremation's rise while noting burial was still preferred by the church. McDonald says that trend toward cremation means owners of land earmarked for burials need to get creative.
If they thought years ago there's this many people in the world, we're going to be doing this many burials, and it's declined, well, they still need money to pay the employees to mow their lawn and keep the place up to par.
So cemeteries have created new fees to generate income. Or in the case of the Catholic Cemeteries Association of the Archdiocese of Hartford, they've turned to developers like Verigy. John Pannone, executive director of the CCA, wouldn't say how much money his group was poised to bring in over the course of its 20-year solar lease in Torrington. But he says the CCA did look hard at burials versus cremations and asked a simple question. Would bodies need to go into that unused cemetery space in the next two decades?
And the answer was no. The answer also is that we knew in 20 years if we do need a land back, we can get it back. This is just a lease. So I think it allows us flexibility to create another source of revenue.
While a 20-year lease might seem daunting for the average person, back at the Torrington Array, Verigy's Will Herschel says cemetery owners think and plan generationally.
That's why they're interested in the concept of renewable energy, especially solar, because unlike other forms or other uses of property, this is something that's not permanent, right?
And may, two decades from now, make room for other uses like a farm or, if needed, a final resting place for the dead. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill.